Are you allowed a lot of creative freedom? Yeah, I mean that's one of the great joys of doing comics. You do get a lot of creative freedom. I'm working on a sort of on a thing for a kind of piece of merchandising art for a company at the moment that I'm getting pretty well paid for, but it's all about revisions and doing it over and input from the client and everything, which is fine. And I suppose that's why you get the big bucks. But I actually like just drawing comics, and more or less everything that I've drawn for the past, say, I don't know, 40 years has appeared in print. It's hardly been changed at all. Very, very few occasions have I had it back to change it, and very, very few occasions has it been changed in-house. And that's one of the things that I think is wonderful about comics, is that the supply chain from the mind of the creator to the mind of the reader or the audience is so short and uncompromising, and on a very personal level. Most publishers are the same. There's no great difference between DC, Marvel, 2008. You feel a little bit more comfortable at some of them than others, mainly because of personalities or because you've done a lot of work for them. You become one of the family. But publishers are publishers, really.